This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 20, written by Keith Manns. New? Seriously? From 2 Corinthians 5. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. The life of a Christian isn't without pitfalls. My friends Ron and Andy got drunk at Christmas, and they felt ashamed and repentant. Sin still seemed strong. Not long after that, Ron and I sat by the fountain at his pool, and he was leaning forward, his voice tight. It says, the new is here, but I just don't feel very different, most days, from how I used to be. Can you relate? I can. What's the point, anyway? If I believe in Jesus and I read the Bible and pray, then shouldn't I be newer looking than I seem? Shouldn't we all? Just look at all the sins in the church. It's pretty crushing. Paul is empathetic when he says, the old is gone, the new is here. In other places, Paul teaches that with Christ in us, we are no longer just dead flesh. What would seem to us the smallest touch of Christ in us has made the beginnings of eternal life to grow. God has ordained that His eternal treasure be housed in your toxic, tempted, hormone-driven, hot-blooded flesh. And Paul tells us, therefore, we do not lose heart. I shared this with Ron as best I could, but I could tell it didn't help him feel much better. Sin can be powerfully depressing. And yet, the new is here. We have cause to rejoice, even when we don't feel it. Will you pray with me? Lord, we want to be better people for you. Please encourage us today. It would help us to see some progress. Please grow your life in us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.